The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Well, today I'm joined with George Amador III. Gee, it's great to have you here with me today.
Thank you so much. Love being here.
It's getting to be kind of a regular thing that we're doing. Yeah. And I know we've even been talking about going on YouTube, having our own channel so people can actually see us going bantering back and forth. That'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
No more making faces while you're talking that people can't see right now. Now they'll see the whole thing. But today I'm really excited because we're going to be talking about the stock market. And there is a lot of optimism now. Everybody wants to jump in. Everyone's excited. And I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
So let's kind of scroll backwards a little bit. And when we look at the beginning of this year, we were at a great place in the market.
Yes, we were.
And then welcome COVID and life happened and it really wasn't so fun.
No, not at all.
We lost a lot. And so I'm going to let you with a drum roll here to explain where we are now and what we're seeing a lot as people are calling the office, new people coming in saying, hey, what do I do?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we've kind of had a little bit of this conversation weeks back, right? We talked a lot about the idea of the market outlook, right? And when things are good, what do people think? When things are bad, what do people think? What does the news portray? And it's funny because as we look at where the stock market is right now, right, this week, we're really seeing that the market, in terms of when I say the stock market, I'm talking about the S&P 500, I'm talking about the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones, the three big indexes that we use as kind of our benchmarks in the industry.
Exactly.
When I say the stock market is at an all-time high, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are actually at higher rate or higher numbers than they were prior to COVID.
And that's huge.
Really big. And I don't even think people understand exactly that we are there. You know, it's funny. When we talked before COVID, right, before all this is happening, the beginning of the year, things are going great. Everyone's at work. We're ready to get to the spring, right, and summer. And people are investing, which is always a good thing. You want people to buy into the market. We want people to have money set aside for financial planning, retirement, yada, yada, yada. And then COVID hits.
Right.
And then people kind of freak out a little bit. And and they say, okay, I think I need to pull back.
Right.
But what's happening is the market's taking a huge hit, right? People are starting to pull back. And now some people want to take money out of the market when it's low.
Right. So this is like February, March, April, in that time.
Correct. Right. And so we're talking to our clients, we can stay the course, right?
Yes.
Our savings investment protection plan is all about setting you up so that way you have money in all different areas.
Exactly.
Right. So we're going through individuals, our savings investment protection. We're saying, okay, here's where our outlook is. Yes, things are not that great, but actually, we are saying in the office back then, maybe stay the course or buy more if possible. Markets are down. That's a good time to get in. And I know it's a little scary, but that's actually better times to get in.
Right. And can I just pause on that one right there? I think it's so important, George, because what we've done with our clients is because of that savings investment protection plan, we know right where they're at. So it's not the cliche that you hear from financial planners of, oh, just stay the course.
Yeah.
It is intentional because we are taking intentional risk over here because we have safe money over here. So we can give that type of customized counsel.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And every person's different, but having all of those pieces in place gives you the control to be able to capitalize on those times, right?
Yes, and that's the peace of mind.
Correct. And it's super important to capitalize then. Well, now let's talk from March to now, right?
Yes.
So March to August is we're in a position where the market, contrary to if you're just watching the news all day long, is actually doing extremely well.
Yes.
Right? The stock market from the spring to now, mid almost post-summer, has done really, really well. And we're seeing all-time highs. We're back, if not higher than where we were pre-COVID. Let that sink in for a moment because now I'm getting all the time, hey, George, I think it's a really good opportunity. Let's get in the market. Let's get ready. Let's invest. And yes, I want you to invest.
Right.
Yes, I want you to have money that is set aside for retirement, a wedding purchase, a car purchase, a home, whatever it may be, right?
Right.
We want to be able to have that and set you up for your goals. But is it the best time to actually put new money in the market? We have to talk about this because at an all-time high, where does the market tend to go? It tends to typically take a little bit of a pullback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's think about this. And I'm not trying to sit here and say we should time the market.
No. Right?
Market timing doesn't work. It's like catching a falling knife. Yes. You're going to get hurt.
Right.
So it's not about timing everything perfectly. But I used that example to say, when we see the markets at a really good level, like they are right now,
mm-hmm.
the consumer sentiment, the average person is calling and saying, okay, I'm ready to get in, and you're buying high,
mm-hmm.
and then the markets take a hit, COVID or the next whatever is going to happen
whatever crisis.
Now and probably the election
yes.
Is going to be another, I don't know if I should do anything, let's pull back, and we're going back to buying high, selling low. That's the exact opposite of what we need to do.
And what concerns me with that, George, is that it's emotionally driven. And I know people say, no, I'm not. But the fact of the matter is, when we feel comfortable as investors, we say, okay, now I'm ready to go back in the market. But what bothers me on that is if we wait till our comfort level is 100% and we don't see that there's a real, our perception of risk is gone, that this is really a sure thing that we're going to do, we're probably too late. Mm-hmm. You know what it reminds me of, George? You know, I've had individuals call me and say, hey, listen, a friend of a friend of a friend told me about this stock and I think I need to buy it because it's going to be a great deal. And chances are by the time that person heard it, the good deal is already gone because the other individuals on the front end who were able to get into it in the very beginning have the advantage.
Sure.
Well, when we look at this and we go by a comfort level, my gut tells me that's when we get into a lot of problems because we're doing exactly what history shows. People are buying on emotion and they're buying high.
Yeah.
And then the same thing happens is when things start getting rough, you know, and going down, which is normal. That's part of this cycle. Then they get nervous. And I wish if I could do anything, if I had this little magic wand here, I would help individuals see that it is healthy for our market to go down.
Yes.
And when it goes down, these are not the times where we need to begin to worry and fear and stress. These are the times where we need to begin to understand, okay, this is a healthy part of the process. And it's something I can benefit from if I'm working with a team that can give you the insight to say, hey, here's some guidance. Let me come alongside you because you and I both know that when people are trying to do this on their own, they're facing the finances on them. Then they're making these decisions that literally cost them thousands of dollars, lost opportunity. They end up living paycheck to paycheck because of decisions that were made on their own out of emotion.
Yeah.
And so we really, now as I'm looking at it, you know, and people are saying, I want to get involved. I think this is where that savings investment protection program comes in so strong because it's that counsel, that guidance that says, hey, wait, here's the plan.
Yeah.
And here's how we can take advantage of it.
Yes.
You know, have you noticed, because I've noticed with the clients that I'm directly working with, how having these savings plans in place help us during the crisis times take advantage of it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I would say this, and I would pose this question to everybody listening out there right now. We have gone through a full cycle, peak to trough to peak.
Yeah.
Meaning high to low to high. So let me ask everybody sitting out there listening to this, how have you felt about your money that is invested between March to today?
Great question, George.
How have you felt? And the reason why I ask that question is because you should most likely have a few different mixed emotions between now and then, right? Because we were at a great place. You know, I look at the S&P even this morning where we are a lot of points above. I mean, a couple hundred points above where we were before COVID happens, and we were at an all-time high then, right? It goes back to, I remember this happening back in 2008, 2009, right? When we were in a position where the market takes a huge hit, right? We all know 2008 and what happened.
Oh, yes. Right?
And then 2011, 2012, 13 comes around, and now the markets are actually going back above where they were pre-08. The average person that talked to me back then was asking me, where are we at in the market? And I'm saying, we're above where we were. And people were like, what? You know, the optimism and pessimism of the market outlook sometimes tends to be opposite of where we actually are.
Oh, that's a huge point. Just say that one more time.
It's the optimism and pessimism are typically opposite of where we are today, right? We are in such a great place in the market right now, today speaking, because we're at an all-time high. That means that's a good thing. But optimism is extremely high. I tend to be a little bit of a contrarian, and I'm not saying here that it's going to be doom and gloom. Again, money should be invested right now, but the right money needs to be invested. And that's really important, is you have to make sure that your savings, your risk-free, accessible money is in a position that can capitalize when the markets are going crazy. And I don't mean going crazy going up. In fact, usually what I mean is going crazy going down.
Exactly.
Because we have to buy low and sell high.
And George, I love what you said about the right money, and that there are opportunities for, okay, this is the pile of money, and some piles are bigger than others, that I think now is the time to invest, but we're going to have other money that's going to be sitting more in a safe category. And I had someone ask me this week, and it always happens, George, whenever the market's up and accounts are doing really good, they're like, why do we have so much safe money? Now, in March and April, they weren't saying that.
Yeah, thanking for
They were very thankful. They're like, Crystal, you're so smart. I'm like, well, thank you. Thank you very much. But now we're looking at it and they're saying, oh, maybe we should move all that safe money in there. But here's the deal. We will go through this cycle.
Yeah.
This was, would you say, a very quick turnaround cycle?
Very much so.
That's why when we had sent the newsletter out to our clients when this first happened, we said, listen, this is a black swan event, guys. And we explained how in the black swan event, it's something that triggers it on a national level that sends our economy down. And usually because it goes down so quick, it pops back up so quick.
Yes.
But normally we don't see this quick turnaround. We have that slow slide down, very painful.
Yeah.
Then we kind of rest there a little bit and it hangs out at the bottom for a while. And then we slowly trudge our way back up. Mm-hmm. This one was just a full circle.
Super quick, yeah.
So what we need to realize is we need to sit down, because I know people are listening and saying, okay, what you guys, George, what you're saying makes sense. I don't know what to do now.
Sure.
Well, that's why having the right amount of resources in the right buckets, having money that's in savings, having money that's investing, we can put them in the right times during the cycle, because I believe another cycle is coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
It always will come. I mean, you don't have to be an economist to be able to say, you know what, the market's eventually going to go down.
Yep.
Because it will, just like the market eventually goes back up. Mm-hmm. And if we can get to the place where it's just so matter of fact, just kind of like while you're looking at me saying, yeah, of course, Crystal. Mm-hmm. If we can get to that place as investors listening today and say, yeah, it always go up and down. How do I benefit from where we are now?
Yeah.
And so I want to talk about that. First, let's go ahead. Let's take a quick 60-second break. Then we're going to come back. And I want to talk about the fact that, all right, it makes sense what Crystal and George are saying. Where do we go from here? Because we've got some questions to ask you. And we'll be back in just 60 seconds with more Crystal Clear Finances. Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? Evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm joined here with George Amador III. George, it's great to have you back with me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And we're talking today about the fact that we are at an all-time high again. Mm-hmm. We started the year in a really good place. It was not fun during 2020. Now we're at a good place, but we still have more of 2020 left to come. So we could go through a full another cycle before the end of the year.
Sure.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But one of the things that I would propose that we need to begin to start asking ourselves is exactly the question you asked earlier. Take time to say, okay, in March and April, when things were horrible, and I want to know, were you sleeping at night? Were you stressed out? If you could change anything, what would you change?
Mm-hmm.
You know, George, there's this, I don't really like the name of the book, but it's a great book. So the name of the book is The Road Less Stupid. I know it's an odd name for a book, but the whole premise of the book is if we will slow down enough and take time to just have think time.
Yeah.
Then we won't make the mistakes, the stupid mistakes, mm-hmm. that's what he was referring to in this book, that we make because we're running and trying to either play catch up, we're looking for the silver bullet investment, or mm-hmm. we're trying to do all these things. We need to slow down and think. So this is what I'm asking. Slow down and think about the first half of this year. When you were stressed out and you were so uptight, what do you wish you could have had? Mm-hmm. George, was it more cash? Was it knowing, okay, I've got money tucked over here so I don't have to worry about what's going on in the market? Or you wish you had more money to invest in the market? What were the things you were going through? Because here's what I'm finding, and Georgia, in a second, I want you to speak to this.
Yeah.
I'm finding with my clients, in fact, I had a meeting just the other day, and I said, okay, here's where your accounts were. We lost a whole bunch of money when the market went down. We got all that money back, and here's what it grew to. And they were thrilled, and life was good. And I said, now, hold on, guys. Because we're probably going to go through this roller coaster again.
Mm-hmm.
What do we need to change? And as they began to look at it, we put together a plan of intentional, calculated risk.
Yeah.
Where we said, this is the part where we're okay with. This is the one slight thing we want to change. And they left that room, George, so confident, like, yeah, this feels good. So if we go through another cycle before the election, if we start a cycle that lasts 1 to 2 years, they're ready.
Yeah. And that's important. And I think to answer your question, whether it's having more cash or having more money or less expenses, really the core of the answer is I want to be in the right position. And so let me pose it this way, is the right position exists. Mm-hmm. The right position in your finances exists for every single person that is out there. And that position looks different neighbor to neighbor, coworker to coworker, family member to family member. The right position will look different, but that's why we are here. That's exactly why mm-hmm. Crystal Clear Finances exists, is to get you in your right position. Because could you imagine a world where you actually like market volatility? We have clients who like it, and it's not just the clients with tons of cash on the sideline.
That's an important note.
It is very important. It's not just the super wealthy individuals mm-hmm. that are out there that are going, I can't wait for this to happen. It can be the average everyday person, the you and I, who are saying, when markets get a little crazy, that's not a bad time if I am in the right financial position. And for some people, that's a little bit more cash. For other people, it's a little bit more investments. For mm-hmm. some, it may be protection. There's a lot of different ways to go. But the key here is that you can get yourself and your family in the right position.
And George, what I like about that, I mean, that's so good what you were saying, is that each individual, yes, each one's different. But here's the other thing. It's not just we're going to position them for a type of return.
Sure.
It's that peace principle, being yes. able to sleep. What do you call it?
The pillow test.
The pillow test.
Yeah.
Where people are sleeping good at night. They can lay down no matter. I mean, we've got enough in this economy mm-hmm. to be thinking about, worrying about, stressing about.
Sure.
We don't need finances all on top of that.
Yes.
And that's why I think as we sit down, and I want to talk a little bit about our savings, investment, and protection program, because I believe that as we put that together for each person, while we use those similar buckets, the mm-hmm. strategy, the percentages, the exact tools that are in those buckets are different for individuals.
Yeah, they are.
Because each person, like you had said before, we customize it to them so that they can have peace and we are trying to reach their goals and we're trying to get the returns they need and have money for opportunities. There's a lot going on there.
There is. There's a lot. And there's always opportunity to take advantage of where we are in the economy. Mm-hmm. Whether the economy is doing well or not doing well, you can still be in a position to take advantage. But that comes at a place of financial health and that right position. And so when we talk about the savings investment protection plan, we have to look specifically at really the three big categories that we're talking about, right? The savings component is the safe money that's easily accessible, that can grow for you with compound interest, that's going to be tax-free, right? If I can get my money in that position,
mm-hmm.
now I can capitalize on when the economy is either down or up, because if the economy is going really well and things are doing great, well, then we're going to leave our money where it's at. We're going to stay the course. We're going to keep moving. And when the economy starts to take a hit and the stock market goes down, then maybe I take some of that accessible cash and I throw it over into the second bucket, which is the risk bucket.
All right. Now, before you go into the risk bucket, I know I always interrupt you. I got to work on this. So when we look at the safe bucket, the green bucket with what you're saying, I'm just thinking about the people that have been listening to us today who are saying, well, if the market is at an all-time high, well, then what do I do? What a great way now, if you've looked back in March and said, oh, that made me uncomfortable, I didn't have enough cash on hand. What a great time. Instead of buying at an all-time high, why don't we start building up our cash reserves, getting it placed properly so that when the opportunities come in the investment realm, you already got the cash there to either A, put it in the market, or B, you're sleeping good at night.
Yeah.
So I just want to, before we passed over and started talking about investments, to say, you know, that's safe money.
Yep.
Don't poo-poo that. That is a great area, and that's something that you can be putting money into now and saying, yep, I'm still moving ahead. It doesn't always have to be just the investment. There's
that's
things
right.
they can do.
That's right. My college professor said, you never get hurt taking a profit.
Yeah.
And that's really true. We
yes.
are at an all-time high. Hey, if we can take some profits off the table and get that cash ready for the next move, let's do it. So it's really about, again, capitalizing on a good economy or a bad economy, right? So now that we've rebalanced, we've maybe moved some money around or have capitalized on some of those profits when appropriate and necessary.
Right.
Now we have our cash buildup and we're getting ready for the next position. And again, we're not talking about timing the market here.
No.
We're just looking at the factors in our world today and going, hey, if the market's going down, or we're at a position where I can buy back in, I at least have the resources to do so.
Exactly.
And so now I can be able to take that safe money and move it over to what we call the risk side of life. And the investment money here, now we're going to use this money for growth, for long-term capital appreciation, right? We want this money to be invested for a longer period of time.
Right.
When I say longer period, you know, 5 years plus typically is what we're talking for, more long-term growth outlook, and be able to capitalize on, now that the market's a little bit lower, right? Now we're able to take that cash reserves and use it. I mean, we did this a lot in the spring, right?
Exactly.
The clients who've been with us for years have this in place already, to where when the market did take a hit, and people were saying, I don't know what to do, we were saying, hey, we can get aggressive here if you want to, and let's get some more money in the market. And it worked out really well.
Right. And what I like is it's calculated risk.
Correct.
You know, it's just, it makes me a little bit nervous when people say, oh, the market's down, you need to invest. I'm like, yes, but we need to make sure, what are we investing in? We need to be aware of what's going on in the economy, not to give any specific recommendations on the radio, but we want to be aware of what's going on in the technology, what's going on in different areas to say, are these places that we see that whether we have good times or bad times, we're going to see the market evolve there and opportunity for growth. So calculated risk. Oh my word.
Yeah. Definitely. That's super, super important. Every single person has a different risk appetite, right? How much risk are you really willing to take for the reward you're trying to get?
Exactly.
And that's different person to person. So again, back to the right financial position, risk is a huge factor there. And we have to always look at your risk appetite to determine the best investment outlook for you. But when we do look at the specific investments, if there is a time, again, we saw this cycle happen really, really fast. And I remember us on the radio saying it months ago going, yeah, it went down pretty quick, but we're anticipating this to come back really quick because there wasn't huge economic factors to warrant it. It was COVID. Well, it's similar things about to happen again, and I'm not predicting when the next market downturn is, but we know historically that volatility comes with an election.
Yes.
And we know that the outlook of this election can vary this country quite a bit.
Yes.
And so we do know that that just means it brings volatility to our markets. And if now is a time that you have the capabilities to position yourself for that next move, you need to call us, because that's the biggest piece. Is it's not about, I have cash right now, let's get it in the market, I think it's the best, or I don't know if I should sell all of my investments right now and wait for that downturn. It's not about making that one plain vanilla decision.
Right.
It's really about that calculated component. How do we calculate for you specifically with where your finances are today? If I can take on the right amount of risk, for the right amount of reward to put you in the right financial position, that's a win-win situation.
And that is why I have you on the radio with me every week. And that's why you're part of Crystal Clear Finances, because I want to stand up and cheer over here. It's like we're preaching, because it's so important. It's like we just came through this. And that's why we keep going back to those questions. How did you feel when we walked through it? If you weren't at complete peace, I mean, I know there were things going on. We didn't know what COVID was, but I mean, I'm talking about complete peace with, I know where my finances are. I have that confidence that I'm doing what's right for me and my family. If not, now is the time to be able to say, okay, we made it through that one alive. Mm-hmm. Now let's sit down and prepare for the next one, because the next one will come.
Yep.
And it will come after that, no matter who's president. Yep. We just always follow this cycle.
Yes.
And what a great opportunity, G, that if we need to reposition some things, hey, well, then we're going to reposition during a good time rather than being forced to reposition during a downtime and just selling at a loss.
Such an important piece to know. We can always make sure that we have control of our finances when we are in that right position. And that's really important. It's about the financial control. And I think about even, like, look at what the IRS and Congress has helped us with the required minimum distribution change, right? So for those of you who are 70 and a half years old or 72 plus, or maybe have inherited an IRA or a 401k from a loved one, you may be familiar with this. If you're not, give us a call. We can go through all the details. But what happened was, is individuals are required to take a minimum distribution from retirement accounts. Mm-hmm. Well, this year, Congress decided to say that you can actually put that money back in by the end of August. So we got to do this quickly.
Yeah.
But it is important to know, because if you were able to put that money back in, you could avoid paying those taxes on that distribution.
Okay. So I'm going to have you explain that a little bit more. So this, we're talking about IRAs.
Correct.
Where in the past you were forced at age 70 and a half, the April following the year you turned 70 and a half, you had to take a certain amount out. Now, I know even with us, at the beginning of the year, we got a hold of our clients and said, hey, do you want your required minimum distribution? And they said, yes.
Yeah.
So some of them had said, you know what? I really didn't need it. I was only taking it because I was forced.
Yeah.
And based on what you were just sharing, they literally had until the end of August. So we're almost like right there, to put it back and not have to worry about any taxes associated with it.
Yeah.
And I just, if the change between 70 and a half, since we're talking about required minimum distributions, just if you can give a quick update on what the changes were.
And yeah, absolutely. So basically what happened with the law was always, if I have an IRA, a traditional IRA, mm-hmm. I turn 70 and a half years old, I have to take a required minimum by the next year, essentially.
Right.
And so I was always taking that out. And we, as financial planners, we calculate that amount. We take the distribution for you. Well, that distribution is taxable. So you got to pay taxes, and then it's money coming to you.
Right.
Well, the IRS and Congress really changed the law to now make it 72 years old. So now for individuals who were turning 70 and a half in 2019, 2020, they're able to now kind of push that back a couple of years. So if you're within that age bracket listening, we can actually push that back a little bit, and we can talk about what to do moving forward.
Right, right.
But the other piece to it is, for individuals who had to take the distribution in 2020 per kind of COVID relief, the government said, will actually allow you to put that money back into your plan, so you don't have to pay taxes on income you may not have needed in the first place. So there are things to happen, but I make that point because it's really about having the control, right?
Yes.
Individuals who can have the control to put that money back in because they don't need it, that's in a good place to be, and you can be there. You can actually get there. It's just a matter of putting the right plan in place.
Love it. Well, we're at the end of our time together, G. Thank you so much for joining me.
Sure.
And I want to encourage all of our listeners, hopefully what we've shared today helps you know that there are steps you can take.
Yeah.
When we sit down together, we can provide that guidance so that you can have confidence for your financial decisions. All it takes is for you to give us a call at 518-433-7181, or you can contact us through our website at crystalclearfinances.com. So join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you, and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.